Current state on 90.5 WKAR. For the next 2 weeks, the Riverwalk Theater brings the harrowing experiences of a blind New Yorker to life in the play Wait Until Dark by Frederick Knott. Current state's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with some of the key players in this thriller. I remember the movie well.
Oh, yeah, and as does the cast, I would say. For this play, Wait Until Dark, yes, it's about a blind New Yorker grappling with the criminal element taking over their home. And even as I describe it, well, it might sound a bit similar to that basic plot of the Marvel Comics and recent Netflix hit series Daredevil and its blind protagonist. But that's not even the only similarity. Daredevil, that superhero from Hell's Kitchen, New York City, was first released by Marvel Comics in 1964, and the first production of the Wait Until Dark play with its blind heroine, Susie Hendricks, hailing from Greenwich Village, New York City, also. That was first staged just 2 years later, in 1966, and soon after was turned into that suspenseful film with Audrey Hepburn. That said, I had to ask Rita Deibler, the director of this upcoming Wait Until Dark staging, about the Riverwalk marquee, since right out front the play is described as a, quote, mystery. When in all actuality, this is far more of a rare item for the stage, a theatrical thriller.
Yes, it is definitely more of a thriller. I mean, it's not really a whodunit. It's pretty straightforward. It's really just a matter of keeping you on the edge of your seat. You're kind of with our protagonist all the way and rooting for her and hoping she can put the pieces together. It's just a really fun thriller, suspenseful classic, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, the thriller aspect of this play, because as time has gone on, the use of stage mechanics as thriller vehicles, it's been shrinking because it's easier to get a shock scare out of people in the cinema. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the appeal then that first brought you to this one? Because it is such, it's a rarity. It is an increasing rarity.
It really is. I grew up really loving Alfred Hitchcock. And I also loved Audrey Hepburn, and so I saw a bunch of her movies. Charade was one of my favorites. And I saw this kind of later, like in my teens, and I really, really liked, that she was a not just a strong female character, but we had to see her build into that independence. And I really just, the subtleties in this show are what I really enjoy, and having my backstage experience, designer experience, and there's so much that can be done with the technical aspect of the show that is almost its own character, and that's also something that's really exciting for me to work with.
And in the space that you have, not trying to give anything away because people should see it, but is it very much Wait Until Dark is my question, and I'm trying to be very circumspect in the way that I'm asking that.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult thing to talk about without giving things away. But yes, darkness is, I mean, that it's in the title and it very much is part of the play. It's almost a character in a way.
So. Since Susie is.
Yeah, correct. She's blind and she spends her life in the dark. And so she uses that to her advantage at the end of the play. And it's a really great scene. It's a favorite.
How do you direct somebody to play a blind person? Because they're very much, especially with the way that this theater is set up, you're seeing pretty much everything that Cassie's doing with her decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want to throw anything at her too early in the process. I wanted to make sure she was comfortable in the space, comfortable in her lines. But a few days ago, I actually asked her to go through the entire act with her eyes closed. Because, you start to, even if you're trying not to see things, you get that vacant stare where you're not focusing on your surroundings. There's still that anticipation, you're still seeing those shapes, so you can't really have that nervousness, that uncomfortable in your space when you are in the dark. And closing her eyes was really helpful in that because it made her really uncomfortable. She was totally out of her element, even though she's very familiar with the set. So it was very helpful, I think.
I'm Cassie Little, and I'm playing Susie Hendricks.
How are your shins?
A little bruised, a little bumped. They get that way a little bit anyway, but a few extra bruises with my eyes closed, I would say. Yeah.
When you did the audition, obviously you knew that Susie Hendricks as a character was of this condition.
Yeah, definitely something to consider, knowing going in how much of a challenge that was going to be as a part of the role, and being able to do justice to the role and to the show. So thinking about that and the work that would go in to prepare for the role, and as I read it, a little bit extra, I think.
And when it is come show night and the audience is full and people are around, are you nervous about looking into the audience and seeing people picking their nose and just trying to keep a straight face?
I am a little nervous about looking into the audience and not making those connections that we usually may as able to see. So I have been working a lot on not focusing on things. So I'm hoping it'll all just, you know, slide through my vision and I won't really notice things and won't focus in, I think, on those things off stage as well as on stage. It's a little bit of what I've employed throughout the whole show, thinking, even though I can see, you know, what are the things that anchor me to the stage and what anchors Susie in the room, you know, things that don't ever move, the table, the couch, the stairs, you know, things like that, that it's just always good to know where those few things are to bring you back into that reality and make you feel safe again. So I think regardless of, you know, the time of the show, that's something that really helps the character feel safe and feel in control.
This is a genre, a thriller as a play. Is it a shrinking number of those in the world?
Yeah, that's what drew me to it, is that you don't often get to go to a show that's live theater and a thriller and, you know, able to sit there and be in suspense and scared and all of those things. So that's what I loved about it. I've done comedy recently, a little bit of drama also, so a little bit of everything, but this is a first.
For this upcoming Riverwalk Theater production of Wait Until Dark, well, as if Cassie Little portraying the visually impaired protagonist Susie Hendricks wasn't enough, well, the antagonist must master a few voices during the run of this thriller.
My name is Spencer Perrineau. I play Harry Rote Jr. and Sr.
And that's an interesting kind of pairing, those two different voices. When I talked with Rita, you did the audition, you had to do both kind of characters at the same time. Has that changed at all since your audition, or has she guided you in those two personalities?
Well, they've developed over the process, as they always do. And there's really three, and all of them, you know, like need to, develop their own life. This play is very functional, I guess, you know, so like, you know, like the way I think my character behaves, like the underlying character is, you know, like he orchestrates a lot of things, so everything he does has this, like, purpose, like everything is in means to an end. So like you have to figure out how each of these characters that he makes up are functional, like why he makes them that way so that he can achieve the results that he wants. Typically as an actor, you know, you'd work either, you know, by yourself or with the director to figure out like what their intentions are that even the character might not know about. Right. You know, but this character knows everything, that he's so intentional.
The Riverwalk Theater's Wait Until Dark with Cassie Little, Spencer Perrineau, and directed by Rita Deibler opens March 31st and runs for 2 weekends in downtown Lansing. Tickets and more information are available online at riverwalktheater.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.